use anything, word, something good in your life, in your life in this morning? I do, right? At least we have a sunny days, right? No snow on the ground. In the south, they are hit by the snowstorm, but we are not. It is one of the things that I am grateful about. And several weeks ago, we moved the spring forward the 1 hour, but it was not far enough. We needed to spring forward a little bit more so we can have a spring in this morning. And then I'm grateful for this morning with you to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. We are working on the Son of God sermon series. Today, we're going to talk about suffering. We're going to look at Jesus' suffering and then our suffering. What is the purpose of suffering? And then, is there why there is so much pain in the world? And we're going to talk about it. And then what does Bible says we are supposed to do when we suffer? Well, we're going to look at Jesus' suffering to see what we can learn from his example. Now, of course, we all know that when he walked the passion journey to the cross, he suffered so greatly, tremendous agony, particularly on that day. He was beaten, he was scorned, and he had a crown of a thorn pressed into his skull. He was mistreated, he was abused. And then in all manners, in all ways, all different aspects, he was suffered up till the nail to the cross and left alone to die. Actually, that's not the only suffering we talked about in the life of Jesus. Way before he walked the passion journey to the cross, Jesus suffered. Jesus' suffering started long before he went to the cross. Jesus suffered the temptation. We talked about it last Sunday. He was misunderstood by his own family. He suffered the criticism. He suffered the rejection, betrayal and loneliness, and broken promises. He was hated and persecuted by people he loved because he did the right things in his life. So long before he walked the journey to the cross, he suffered. Jesus was betrayed by one of his closer friends named Judas. And also he was abandoned by the rest of his closer friends who lived with him day and night 3.5 years. Now let me ask you this. Have you ever been criticized by someone? Have you ever been falsely accused? Have you ever been misunderstood? Have you ever been rejected and betrayed and abandoned by the people you love? Have you ever felt that God abandoned you? Have you asked, why, Lord, like Jesus, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me? Have you had that kind of question in your life? If so, I just wanted to give you a good answer or the good news. Jesus knows what's going on in your life. Jesus understands how you feel. Jesus knows what it means to suffer. The Bible tells us this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame. Now notice, it says, for the joy that was set before him. It all had to do with his perspective, the way he was able to endure the cross and suffering is that because he focused on the joy that was to come. He looked past the pain and looked at the promises of the pleasure and reward in the future. He completely surrendered to the will of his Father because he looked past the pain. The Bible tells us that we are to do the same thing when we suffer. look beyond the pain. How is it possible for us to do? Suffering is a part of our life because we live in the broken world. God will use your suffering to make you more like Jesus Christ if you let Him. One of the greatest promises of the Bible is from the Gospel, Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 4. And it says this, "We rejoice in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and the perseverance produces character, and the character produces hope." Now, thus, the most important word in this key verse is the word "in." We rejoice in our suffering, not because of the suffering, not for the suffering, but because we are suffering in the suffering. We are rejoicing in our suffering. We rejoice in our suffering because we know something. Like Jesus, we know that something good will come out of the suffering. We rejoice in our suffering because we know that there is a purpose behind the pain. We know that suffering produces three things according to the scripture. Then according to the Romans chapter 5, first we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance is the ability to stand under pressure. God uses suffering to teach us how to handle pressure. There are two ways to handle pressures. You can either panic or you can persevere when you are under pressure. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 through 9, Paul says this, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardship we suffered in the province of Asia." Paul is giving his personal testimony of pain. He says, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, that we despair even of life itself." Paul says simply, "I am so discouraged. I am so depressed. I am so down. I didn't even think that I would make it." He said, "Even in our hearts, indeed, we felt the sentence of death." But he said, "This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." It actually encourages me, if not you, all of us, encourages me to know that the Paul, the greatest Christian who ever lived next to Jesus himself, almost gave up when he suffered. But Paul learned two things in his suffering. He learned about him, he learned about himself, and he learned about God. He learned that he himself cannot handle the suffering. But he also learned that in God's power, he could handle anything. In fact, Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul learned that he could do all things through Christ, through the things that he suffered. Paul learned that suffering produces perseverance. Now the second thing we know that Bible teaches us we can learn is perseverance produces character. In the Bible, the word character is used to refer to something that's tested and proven reliable. Your suffering is testing you, is proving you that you are reliable. And the other way the word character is used in the New Testament is it refers to the metal that has been purified by fire. It's metal that has been purified by fire and it is heated up. When you heat up the silver and gold, the impurities rise to the top and they are skimmed off. Somebody asked the silversmith, "How do you know when the silver is pure?" And he said, when I can see my reflection in it. You know, the Christian is pure in character when you can see Christ's character in their lives. Perseverance produces character. The character of Jesus in you. And that's why the Bible said we can rejoice in our suffering because of the character in us. Suffering produces perseverance, and the perseverance produces character. Now, the third thing we know is that character produces hope. Trials actually means to increase our hope, not decrease our hope. Biblical hope does not mean that wishful thinking. It means confidence. That's what real hope is. God uses the suffering to teach us how to be confident, to teach us how to handle pressure and develop Christ-like character so that you and I can confidently handle anything that the life throws at us by saying, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because Jesus done it before. Now, there is just one problem. Yes, believing the scripture message is good. Romans chapter 5 said, suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Yes, that is a beautiful story. But there is one problem. Perseverance, character, and hope are not automatic. Just having a suffering itself is not automatically produce you perseverance and character and hope. It is not automatic. You probably know that a lot of people who are suffering came out with without perseverance, character, and hope. They came out bitter and resentful and mean-spirited. The secret for the successful to grab this amazing outcome of the suffering is rely on your attitude. It is all in our attitude. Our attitude of suffering, towards suffering, is entirely up to you and me. Some people allow the difficulties, problems, and pressures and pain to send them farther away from God, while others, problems, pains, and pressures bring them closer to God. The mindset determines which direction we're going to be heading to. It's the same problem. Do you think that your problem is bigger than others? Do you think that your problem, the issues you are dealing with, is uniquely different from others? You are exceptionally being suffered by God and by others because you are exceptionally sinners, you feel like, or something you did wrong? That is a wrong thought. Everybody goes through the same thing. Some pain, some difficulties, some challenges. Whether you are bitter and better is determined by your attitude, your mindset. It's your choice that makes a difference here. When you go through the suffering, you can face it. You can face it with the resentment, or you can face it with a gratitude. You can face it with a complaining or rejoicing, or with the worrying or worship. You can face your problem with the fear or with the faith in Christ. You can go at your difficult problems or difficulties with your self-reliance or self-dependence. Or you can get it with self-surrender to God. Choice is yours. I pray that you and I will make the right choice to have a victory over suffering we do have in the broken world.